India's speedster Umesh Yadav has said that he has learned a lot from his mistakes. The 29-year-old pacer has added that he's physically and mentally more fit now.
काफी चीजें थी जब क्योंकि आप जब स्टार्ट करते हो तो आप जस्ट ग्रो कर रहे होते तो आपको काफी कुछ सीखना पड़ता है क्योंकि काफी टाइम आप इतनी गलतियां करते हो कि जिससे आप लर्न करते हो कि आपने क्या गलती की थी.
As she closes in to become the leading run scorer of all time in women's cricket, Indian skipper Captain Mithali Raj has insisted that she has always enjoyed batting and stepping up for the side whenever required. Mithali is just 41 runs away from becoming the first woman cricketer to score 6,000 runs in ODIs. Australia's A side has cancelled their tour to South Africa due to their pay dispute between the players and the Cricket Australia. Around 230 players have been left unemployed, with talks between the union and governing body deadlocked. Sports Minister Vijay Goyal has backed AIFF's decision to host the Under-20 FIFA World Cup in 2019. Goyal has asserted that the Sports Ministry will always encourage hosting of international tournaments in the country. The Indian national football team achieved its best ever FIFA ranking since February 1996, as they have been ranked 96th in July rankings. The Blue Tigers were also ranked 12th among 42 Asian countries. EPL giants Manchester United have agreed to sign striker Romelu Lukaku for a fee of around £75 million. The 24-year-old Belgian national scored 25 Premier League goals last season with Everton. Argentine football legend Diego Maradona has been bestowed with the honorary citizenship of the city of Naples. Maradona was awarded such during his club Napoli's 30th anniversary of their first Series A title win, in which he was the captain of the side. Not too pleased with the state of doubles players in Indian badminton, 2011 World Championship bronze medalist and recently appointed women's double coach Jwala Gutta said that she would use her new role to bring focus on them. Brisbane hosted a ticker tape parade for Jeff Horn to celebrate his WBO World Welterweight Championship win over Manny Pacquiao last Sunday. The Brisbane boxer won by unanimous decision, causing a divide in the boxing world, with many believing Manny deserved to win. World number 4 Novak Djokovic advanced to the third round of Wimbledon, beating his Czech opponent Adam Palvasek 6-2, 6-2, 6-1. Djokovic, who is a 12-time Grand Slam champion, is eyeing his fourth Wimbledon title. America's Pathney Metaxand suffered a horror knee injury at Wimbledon, which left her screaming and crying in pain in the middle of the court. The 32-year-old collapsed on the ground after damaging her right knee against Romania's Sorana Cristi and was taken to the hospital. 28-year-old Latvian and former world number 10 Ernest Kulpis stunned Argentine's Juan Martin Del Porto 6-4, 6-4, 7-6. The former world number 10 has set up a third-round meet with former Serbian Novak Djokovic. World number 11 Bulgarian Grigor Dimitrov saw off Kiprot Marcos 6-3, 6-2, 6-1 in just an hour and 43 minutes to reach the third round of Wimbledon for a fourth consecutive year. Frenchman and 15-seed Gael Monfils ended the hopes of British number 2 Cale Edmund with 7-6, 6-4, 6-4 win on the centre court. 7-seed Svetlana Kuznetsova defeated fellow Russian Ekaterina Makarova in straight sets to advance to the third round. The 32-year-old won 6-0, 7-5 in 71 minutes. World number 9 Poland's Agnieszka Radwanska came back from behind to register a struggling win against American Krystyna Mikhail 5-7, 7-6, 6-3 to advance into the third round. Gabrine Muguruza is through to the third round with 6-2, 6-4 victory over Yanina Miquer of Belgium. Muguruza was a finalist in 2015. Carolina Pliskova has crashed out of Wimbledon in a major shock after a defeat to her world number 87 Slovakian rival. The US Open finalist Pliskova lost 6-3, 5-7, 3-6.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.